Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and we're starting a brand new series on our Daily Challenges right now called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. These challenges are where we explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle, when it can be hard to be part of a church community and learn about Jesus the usual way. These challenges are meant to help you if you're already exploring what it means to follow Jesus. So if you've never done that before, check out our Christianity 101 course first. It would give you a basic introduction to the principles that we build on with these challenges. Every Monday in our daily challenges, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes our thinking. Every Thursday, we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And our new Christian community has just launched. It's called the Family Room. We meet every second week in North Ajax in a unique setting where we can worship and learn together with people of all ages, children all the way through to senior citizens, worshiping and learning together as one community. It's a really unique and wonderful church, and I hope you can be a part of us. We just launched on September 21st with our first service, which is a bit of a trial, and so our big launch is October 5th. I hope you can join us then. In the meantime, let's get started on our series about Jesus, the most interesting man in the world. Interesting people often have multi-experiences and multiple disciplines that they're experts in, or at least involved in. They're the people who at once can run a company and do undersea exploration and finance a trip to Canada's north to find Franklin's ship. These fascinating people in our world who do all kinds of different things have all these multiple dimensions. Well, we're going to be exploring Jesus, the most interesting man in the world. We're going to be exploring 14 dimensions of Jesus, 14 characteristics of his. Most people would be remarkable if they possessed just a few of these. Jesus has been called all these things that we're going to be studying. How could somebody be like a shepherd? A revolutionary, like a rock, a prophet, a teacher, a miracle worker, and so on. How could one person be so many things? Well, we're going to study each of these and see how they're all part of one unique and wonderful man. And then in the last week of this series, we're going to see how he was much more than a man. The most important characteristic of all, the one that makes all the difference and that makes sense of all the others that we'll be studying in the weeks prior. But for now, let's get started on our first topic. This week in particular, we're talking about how Jesus is like a shepherd. Particularly a shepherd who's lost the most important sheep. A lost sheep. So what's the last item that you lost? Was it your wallet? Your Presto card? A wedding ring, maybe? I actually couldn't find my wedding ring yesterday. I normally would keep it on my bedside table overnight. I don't sleep with it. And the next day, when I was getting ready to actually leave the house, I simply couldn't find it. I looked all over my bedside table, but I had a baby in my arms, and so I put him down on the ground, and I kept looking for this lost ring. I just couldn't find it on the bedside table, and so I realized, well, gravity may well have pulled it down to the ground. And I looked down, and right in the spot where it would have fallen, I found a little baby who loves to eat things. And I thought, oh no. See, when we lose things, we go through a lot of different emotions. For me, it was fear. Fear, what if I lost the wedding ring? That's the only one like it. What if I'll never find it? What if my son ate it? What if I find it in a diaper? These are the kinds of thoughts I was going through, and then finally relief when I found that it had simply fallen into an open drawer and it was there all along. On America's Got Talent this past season, there have been a couple magic acts who have involved Mel B, one of the former Spice Girls who is a judge on the show. One in particular, a couple of them have included her phone, where one of the magicians has taken her phone away from her for one reason or another, and very quickly they either pretend to have lost it or to break it. And you should see the look on her face, the look of horror, as she realizes her phone is broken or gone. Think of how much is in that phone. Now we can trivialize this and say, oh, it's just a phone, people are too obsessed with these things, but they're our lifeline. For me, it's my only phone. It's my way to call emergency services. It's where my contacts are. It's where my email is. It's the way for family and friends to get in touch with me. It's an important part of my life. When we have these incredible devices with us, we just kind of take them for granted. But the minute it's lost or broken, panic can set in. How am I going to replace the information on that phone, the photos, the contacts? What if somebody sees those photos that I didn't mean to put on iCloud? It's what a few people were thinking about a month ago. These are the kinds of things we use our phones for. We think of them as an extension of ourselves, and then when suddenly it's lost, we realize how much we rely on it, how important it is to us, and how lost we'll be if it's not with us. That means when we find our phone again, we rejoice, we celebrate. The look on Mel B's face was priceless on America's Got Talent when she finally realized her phone was safe. Somehow it got halfway across the auditorium, inside somebody's seat. But either way, she got her phone back and she didn't really care what had happened to it or how it got to that other spot. She just needed her phone back. And the look of relief and joy on her face was just an incredible contrast to the look of fear and horror that she had thinking that she'd lost it. She wasn't acting. She was truly rejoicing and celebrating, maybe even ready to throw a party for her cell phone now that it was back. And so that's the basis for my question for you to think about and consider and hopefully share with a group this week. What is so important to you that if you lost and found it again, you'd actually throw a party to celebrate it? Well, I hope you have a great discussion with some friends, some fellow commuters, some coworkers, whoever in your life might appreciate some time reflecting on the bigger questions of life with you. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.